some friends who wanted to compose. He just didn't know music. And so I ended up writing stuff for him that he would record for me on a tape recorder, and I would just transcribe it. And the thing would come out with these incredibly funky mixed meter things that didn't seem to make any sense when you look at them on paper. But the way my friend would sing the tunes that he wanted me to write down, they were lovely and wonderful. It's just that when you don't know about pulse, well, then you don't use it. You just let the muse freely rule, and you're not constricted by it. When I do Borodin's Second Symphony, and Borodin was a doctor, a medical doctor, rather than a composer first. As a matter of fact, his mom wanted him to become a doctor badly because his father was, and so there was the tradition. So he went to school, got his medical degree, and he went to work in a military hospital, and the first wounded patient he saw, he keeled over. He fainted because he had trouble seeing blood, and he was already a doctor at the time. So he became an administrator and a teacher. He taught other doctors how to become doctors, but he also composed. Anyway, the bottom line, I'm talking about his Second Symphony, and he's got very funny meters and pulses in his symphony. The symphony works fine, undeniably, but still I have the feeling that Borodin did not really know too much about, you know, being governed by bar lines. He just had a free muse, he just sort of did it, and so on paper it sort of looks awkward. Some of the ta 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 ti ta tom toms, kind of some of the phrases and phrasings that he wrote for the symphony orchestra, in his Second Symphony in particular, really, I remember looking at it for the first time, I thought, oh, what a klutz. But basically he was not as refined in his technique, and the tunes work. They just have this funny mixed meter when you put them on paper.